Now, if I cast my mind back to being primary school age, let's say 7 or 8 years old, one of my favourite things to do was to make stuff. I was a bit of an artsy, craftsy kind of gal, and I am well and truly going to be involved with some of that today. I have come along to Bead in Harrogate. I'm here with Janine. Hello, Janine.
Hi, you all right?
I'm very good, thank you. There is currently a children's bead party going on downstairs, which I'm going to explore very shortly, but first of all, what is bead and what can people expect if they come on in?
Bead is about two sides to it. Basically, we're a craft shop, which is open to the public. We're open sort of Tuesday to Saturdays, and people just can come along and buy all their beading supplies. We've got beads, we've got findings, we've got charms, we've got everything that they will possibly need. If we haven't got it, then I love trying to find it.
Love a challenge.
Absolutely.
And for people who might want to pop by either to arrange their party, their children's party, or to come and see some of these little beads down here that you can hear. Describe to us whereabouts you are in Harrogate.
We're on Bower Road, so just down the road from Asda. We're down the creative end of town, I call it, because it's where all the creative shops are, the haberdasheries and the other kind of shops. We're down here at creative end.
Yeah. Okay. And if people want to book a party with you, is there somewhere that they can go online to have a look?
Yep, we've got all the details online on our website. We've got 5 different parties to choose from, including new friendship bracelets, which we're very excited about. We've got some new ones that we're looking at specifically for boys coming on, so some pirates and dinosaur parties, which we're going to be looking at in the near future, so we're very excited about those. All the parties are on the website. They can just have a look. If they want to pop into the shop and have a chat with Julie and I, they're more than welcome to do so, or give us a call. We have the people that come in that want repairs, so we've got a lovely collection of repairs that have come in recently. Anything from a new clasp that one's putting on to whole new threadings to they've just basically fallen out of love with a piece of jewellery, but they like part of it, so we re-put it back together again, or they'll choose some different beads. And then we've got the noisy party that you can hear downstairs.
So they are, I think it's somebody's 7th birthday party, so should we meet the birthday girl very shortly?
That would be fantastic. I'm sure she's a giddy kipper. So yeah, we'll go and meet the team downstairs.
So, I've come down to the bead party and I have found the birthday girl. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us how old you are today?
6.
Are you going to be turning 7?
Yes.
When do you turn 7?
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks? This is a bit of an early birthday party, Freya.
Yeah, because Hannah's on holiday when it's my actual party, so we moved it.
And are you two best friends?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why we moved the party. That's a good move. And why did you decide to do a bead party?
Well, because I just thought it would be nice to do a bead party.
And do you make beady things at home?
Well, I have got some bead things, but I don't usually do them.
But today, for a birthday party, you're creating some beads. And tell me a little bit about your creation in front of you.
Well, I've got some hearts, light pink and dark pink.
Yeah.
And I just thought they would be nice colours to go together. My name is Aya and I'm 7 years old.
And can you tell me what you're doing here today?
Well, we're making, like, bracelets and things for Freya P's party. And I've started doing my bracelet, but I haven't finished it yet.
And tell me about your design ideas behind this bracelet.
Well, I've used these heart shells and some purple beads, and I've done a repeating pattern.
Oh, very technical terms there. I like it, Isla. And what will you go on to next? Will you do a necklace as well?
Yeah, I'm going to do a necklace or a headband. I'm not entirely sure which one yet.
And here, leading the party, creating the party zone, I have Jeanette, who is Freya's mum. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi.
Did you have a love for beading, or did you notice that Freya wanted to, or how did you end up doing this party?
I've always enjoyed beading. I grew up in South Africa, so we used to do loads of what we called flea markets, which are basically sort of almost a farmer's market. Okay. So doing creative beading and things like that was always a hobby. And my dad used to do a lot and sell it as well. And then Freya, I suppose, being a girl, we buy pretty beads at birthdays and Christmas, and she does like making little creations at home sometimes. So I thought it would be a great idea, and I've heard good things about beads, so I thought, well, give it a go.
So you think all at the same time, are we having a good day today?
Yeah!
My
My name's Ethan and I'm 9.
And tell me about this jewellery that you're making.
Well, I've been making one that, well, it's in a pattern, so I've done up to halfway and then I've done the same halfway again.
And what colour schemes?
Well, I've been doing a jewel blue, some browns and like wooden ones, and then the same on the other side.
My name is Maymay and I'm 7 years old.
And what are you making here?
I'm making a headband.
What are you thinking behind your design? What's going on your headband?
It's going to be purple, red, and etc.
Yeah. What's your favourite colour?
Pink.
Pink? But you've gone for purple and red.
I'm Chloe and I'm 10.
And what are you making here today, Chloe?
I'm making a necklace and a bracelet. For my bracelet, it's all, like, colourful thing.
You've got some sort of little animals and little shapes on there, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got some seashells, some sweets, a butterfly, a yellow seahorse, and 2 Cinderella high shoes.
We've also found Amelia. Now, Amelia, you work here at Bede in Harrogate, and you are running the children's party today. Why do you think the children love doing this kind of thing?
I think it's just nice because it's something that you can do indoors and outdoors, so in summer and winter it's nice. And I think now that we've got more of the boy beads, it is good for any gender, so it is a really nice option and something a bit different.
Mm-hmm. And what would your advice be? Let's go over to the big selection of beads. What have we got? Hundreds, if not thousands, of beads here, Amelia?
Yeah, there are quite a few. And I think that the really nice thing is there is a huge variety. So whether you want something plain or something really jazzy and exciting, there is a lot to choose from. So, yeah, Janine definitely orders a lot of very good beads.
And what sort of different children's parties are there? Because there are, I know today we're doing headbands, we're doing bracelets and we're doing necklaces.
Yeah, and there's also a keepsake package, which is really nice, where people make a jewellery box. So especially if you're a bit younger, doing some colouring and using the stickers is a nice idea before doing just one item. And then if you're a little bit older, you can use the pliers yourself and you actually learn the wire skills. So if you're a bit older, it is a nice option.
If you're looking to plan the next children's party that's in your calendar, you can do that now and find out more at bede-harrogate.co.uk. And just a little heads up from us, we actually currently have half price vouchers right now at strayfm.com.